the Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday, November the 13th with me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely gorgeous Jules Sirkin.
Hello, Mr.
Hello,
Andrews.
Hello, Julesy. How are you?
I'm all right. I ate your bacon sarnie yesterday at the Faversham, the new Faversham tweet.
Did you?
There was one reserved for you.
Oh, was there?
I felt it was my duty.
And you scoffed it.
I did.
Okay. Yeah. And how was Scoff today?
Scoff and Quaff was very good. We had, thank you for asking, we had Guy Watson of Riverford Organic.
I did listen to a bit and it was very good.
He was very good. He was wearing a cap, no gilet, and a rather posh jumper of some sort. So, yeah,
really?
You'll have to listen out. But it was posh farmer gear he was wearing.
But no gilet.
No gilet. Obviously, it's quite warm in Devon. But
yeah.
He told us all about tomatillos and what they're growing. And he's up for Farmer of the Year award. He's third in line. So we're rooting for him.
Cool. Well, you're listening to the Business Bunker Show, as normal. We'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. You can ask for a shout-out or tell us about your business, your organisation or your event. And you can do that in a number of ways. You can tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we've already had over a dozen tweets.
Have you?
Yeah, and we only came on the air 9 seconds ago.
So your mum knows how to work Twitter, does she?
Absolutely, yeah.
Fabulous.
She's there in a little mouse wheel, yeah, chunking them out. So you can
in
tweet me.
A little candlewick dressing gown.
Exactly, yeah, bless her. Are you all right, Mum? Yeah, so you can tweet me at VanillaWeb, or you can call us on 01303 874998. Do give us a call. That's 01303 874998.
Or you can strap a note to an alpaca foot.
You could, yeah. Or pigeon mail or anything, really.
Do they have hooves?
Don't know, really. I'm looked.
We must go and have a look after.
Yeah, they were all looking over the fence at me this morning when I arrived.
I think it's sort of a cleft hoof they have, don't they?
I don't know.
You were Jewish, because you can only eat things with proper... You can't have a split hoof, can you, when you're Jewish? You can't eat anything with a cleft or a split hoof.
Well, thanks for that, Jules. Anyway, that was really interesting. We got loads of tweets. You can email us as well at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. So do any of those things, because we'd love to hear from you. If you are exhibiting at the B2B Southeast show this Thursday, please tweet us or ring in and tell us your stand number so that loads of people can come and visit you. And a big thank you to B2B Southeast, because they are in fact the show's sponsor again this week. The B2B show is on Thursday, that's this Thursday, the 15th of November, at the Effingham Park Hotel Copthorne, that's near Gatwick Airport. It's from 10 until 3. It's completely free car parking, completely free entry, completely free networking area, and three completely free seminars. And in fact, the seminars are delivered by Mr. Simon Raby from the Business School at the University of Kent.
Brilliant.
Jeremy Taylor from the Gatwick Diamond Association, mm-hmm. which are like a Chamber of Commerce kind of thing in that area.
Not jewellers.
Yeah. And some woman called Jo Dodds.
Ah, the famous.
The famous Jo Dodds, along with Penny Williams of the Big Pan Group.
The lady in red, I call her.
Absolutely. So get along to listen to any or all of those. They're all free to attend. Just rock up and listen. So thank you to B2B Southeast. And Channel Radio will be there at the event interviewing people. So
fantastic.
Good stuff. I'm going to start with a couple of the tweets we've had.
Who tweeteth?
I've had a new tweeter, Ashley Norris, Shopping Emporium, the 1st of December, with a Mickey Mouse appearance.
Oh.
Blimey.
You didn't tell me you were going.
They got a bit confused with that, haven't they? It's normally Santa, but no, apparently it's Mickey Mouse. Yeah, maybe it's Mickey dressed as Santa.
Maybe it is.
Could be.
Someone with big ears, anyway.
Yeah. There's lots of gifts and treats, and for more information, you can find out on their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/thriftyfairs. Thrifty Fairs.
Hang on, you just sprayed me.
I just spat at you, didn't
I?
Yeah,
you got...
Thrifty Fairs.
Fairs, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's Facebook. So have a look at that.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't know where the Mickey Mouse has come in, though, do you? Disney? Christmas?
I don't know. Well... It's obviously for the kiddies.
You see, the Americans have taken over, haven't they?
Yeah. Well, I want to check. As long as Mickey's dressed as Santa, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, otherwise...
But, yeah, I don't want any of this turning up in shorts and all that nonsense.
No.
That's not acceptable.
No, not a Hawaiian Christmas.
No, exactly. Anyway.
Who else tweeteth?
We got a difficult name day today.
Yeah.
Because my mate Barry.
That's quite easy.
Barry, I can cope with just. Yeah, Snaysall. He's the last three times I pronounced
it. Is it Snatchel?
Or Snashel.
Snashel.
Or Snashel.
Yeah.
I've pronounced it every single which way, and he always rings me and tells me I'm wrong.
Is that the party shop?
Yeah.
Barry, you know, I need to slap his wrists.
Oh,
because after he was tweeting you on the Business Bunker,
yeah,
and he's a friend of Billy Dean, isn't he?
Yeah.
I went waltzing in there, made a huge effort, went in with the Business Bunker ginger card, presented it to the lady on the thing, and I said, oh, you've been tweeting us, you know, lady behind the counter. She said, no, never heard of you. And I said, oh, well, we've been talking about you. You've been tweeting since. No, never heard of you. So I said, well, will you give this to the man, Barry Snatchel? Never heard from him.
Well, he's in Shropshire, that's why.
Oh.
And he's
so
just,
is it a chain?
He's just tweeted, I don't know, he's just tweeted from Shropshire, saying he's listening in, and also he's exhibiting a Countex. No, not flashing, exhibiting.
Okay.
At a Countex next week. So he's calling all accountants to come and have a chat and have some great sage add-in to make life easier.
So I'm confused.
I think you're confused over what he does
so
here.
Has he not got the party shop?
No, I think that was somebody else, and I think he was just helping that person with that shop. I know what you mean, but I don't think that's Barry.
Well, it was someone with a Snatchel name.
Yeah, no, anyway, whatever.
And Billy Dean was in there somewhere.
We'll blame Billy.
Billy's in everything.
We'll blame Billy. We haven't heard from Billy for a while, so we'll blame Billy.
He came yesterday to the Faversham tweet up.
He did tweet me earlier.
Yeah.
But nothing I can read out on air.
Oh. Well, I've got a photo of him. I'm going to blow it up as a poster.
Right. Anyway, Barry is exhibiting at Accountex next week. So get along and say hi to Barry.
Hi, Barry.
Yeah. And Sally, Sally for Cakes is looking forward to the show and is listening in. So thank you for that, Sally.
Christmas cakes.
Yeah. She did send me an email about that, and I'm going to be reading that. Shall I do that now?
Well, Sally,
I'll do that now. Let me do that now, because she just sent me an email.
I read it out on Scoff.
On Scoff, yeah,
well.
But she just sent my own personal copy
that
says, Dear Paul.
And not Jules.
No, it doesn't mention Jules. Oh. It mentions no one else at all.
Does it mention just says, lemon drizzle cake?
No, it just says, Dear Paul, don't tell Jules about this, it says. No, it doesn't.
Sally.
Just a quick email to update you with cakes news. It's the kind of news I like.
Yeah, yeah.
Christmas cakes are now available to order from sallyforcakes.co.uk. That's sally4cakes.co.uk. Or in store at Quite Contrary in Tankerton High Street. That's Quite Contrary in Tankerton High Street. They're all homemade from a passed down family recipe with lashings of brandy.
Oh,
blimey.
Lashings.
Come back, Jules.
Lashings.
We are also offering gift vouchers now, which can be bought through the website or in Quite Contrary. You may use your vouchers for any product or service from Sally for Cakes. Treat a loved one this Christmas with a cake decorating course. Purchase a locally handmade bespoke pedestal cake stand, or help a friend or member of your family pay for a wedding cake. And you can find out all about that by visiting their website, which is sally4cakes.co.uk. So thank you for that, Sally. Brilliant.
Talking of brandy and cakes, Echomedia brand.
Yeah.
No connection, but I would like to drink brandy with
him. I love your linkage there.
I just like to drink brandy with him on a sofa.
You just like talking about brandy.
A little squishy sofa. I've got another word for him to say. Instead of the fish and chips.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
When we next speak to him. Cliff. Cliff.
Cliff.
When they're climbing a cliff.
Oh, I thought you meant as in Richard.
Well, like a Cliff Richard.
Cliff Richard.
Cliff.
Cliff Richard.
Yeah, so when he next phones, we'll get him to say Cliff instead of fish and chips. Because it's very different when they say, and pin and pin. Yeah.
Okay.
But the last time he phoned, I felt he didn't get his full whack because the phones were playing
up. The phones
up.
Were playing up a bit,
so
yeah.
I think
anyway.
We need to get him in.
Cool. Something else I also want to mention. The Garden of England Cook School here at Haglands Village, which is where Channel Radio is based, which is where we're broadcasting from at the moment. They are staging on the 8th of December a food fair here. And there's lots of entertainment. There's brass bands, there's choirs, there's Father Christmas. There's all kinds of things going on. And they're looking for anybody that has a craft or food emporium that would like a stall at the food fair. So if you do, you need to contact Ruth Denzi at Garden of England Cook School, and you can get her at info at thebistro-kent.co.uk.
Or just follow the alpacas and you'll get to her.
Yeah. But it's better if you actually email her.
Maybe.
Because she's more likely to be able to organise it than those two silly alpacas out there who will just look at you with big brown eyes and go, what? And then spit.
With the cleft hooves.
Yeah. Unless you fancy eating them, because apparently you can.
I can, because I'm not Jewish. But if you're Jewish, you can't eat anything with split hooves.
But you can't eat an alpaca anyway, you silly woman.
Well, I bet you could. Camel sandwich, alpaca sandwich.
Yeah, yeah, right. Anyway, if you'd like a craft or food stall on the 8th of December at the Haglands Village Food Fair, please get in touch with Ruth Denzi at thebistro-kent.co.uk. Thank you for that. Go on, Jules, do an email. And make it alpaca and New Zealand free. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Paul and Jules. I'm a researcher for True North Productions. It's an independent television production company based in Leeds. A up, going up to bar for jar. And we're currently seeking your help regarding a new Channel 4 series we're making. To give you a little more detail about the series, we're looking for couples and families who want to change lives, or sorry, to make changes to their lives and start running their own business, but they need some support to help identify the right opportunity. It's a perfect chance for people who dream of a new life, but until now just haven't had the expertise or headspace to go for it. At the moment, says Emma Cowley, who's the researcher, she's trying to do a big casting push on the series and generate as much awareness as possible. We're currently offering to do all of the legwork for people, and it would be a great opportunity for those who maybe haven't had the time or do not know where to start. Could you let your listeners know, and if you could, maybe let me put them my way. So it's Emma Cowley, True North, Marshall's Mill. Let's give you an email. It's www.truenorth.tv. Twitter is True North. I think that's got an FY at the end, or an FV. No, TV, sorry, TV. Very small script here, done by Mr. Andrews, no doubt. And the telephone number is 011-33-945-494. And that's Emma Cowley, True North TV. So that sounds great if you're thinking of changing your life and you want to become an alpaca farmer or a lavender grower or honey maker. Who tweeteth? I can see you looking. Do you want me to read something?
We got quite a few tweets coming in. We got the Who's Off team.
Right, they're new.
Yeah, they are, although I do know the guys that run Who's Off. It's a software company over in North Kent. And they said, could we have a shout out for Who's Off? Their Twitter handle is at Who's Off. That's W-H-O. S-O-F-F, Who's Off.
Mm-hmm.
The only company from Kent as a finalist in the UK National Business Awards tonight.
Wow.
So please wish us luck. And what they are, they're a big do at the Grosvenor House Hotel in London, and we're in the Small Online Business of the Year Award under their parent company name, which is them, which is X-Drive Computing. And Who's Off is their product, and the software product they make, it is a product for managing holiday entitlement and leave at work.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a calendar. It's like, yeah, but it's really brilliant.
So you know,
at any one moment, who's off?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, who's not in them, da 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 da. A fantastic product, going great guns.
Especially at this time of year, Christmas,
yeah,
when everybody wants to be off.
Absolutely. But X-Drive.
Unless you're a Muslim or Jewish, maybe not.
Give it up, for
carry
goodness
on. I'm
sake.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, we're done. It's a business program.
We live in a multicultural nation.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
We need more Muslims and Jewish people working, and then we can all have Christmas off, whole 2 weeks. Because you said I've got to do my scoff show on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
December the 25th, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I
Well, nobody had noticed the difference, would they? You'd still be drunk and stuffing your face with food. So what would be the difference, yeah, exactly?
Who exactly is going to cook my dinner?
Anyway. Before I was rudely interrupted by multicultural queen over here.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, X-Drive, Who's Off. The only Kent firm up for an award at the National Business Awards, and they're up for the Small Online Business of the Year. So keeping our fingers crossed for them, and whoop, whoop. Please let us know. Please come back to us and tell us how you got on, because we'd love to hear.
You know Mike's going to make your whoop, whoop into a jingle now, don't you?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well done, guys. That's great. I mean, to be sort of
fantastic
up there.
Yeah.
Small, you know, Kentish business.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cool. Go with an email.
The next tweet up, the Whitstable Business tweet up, is Thursday the 15th of November. It's free. It's 10 o'clock. It's at the Hotel Continental in Whitstable. There's parking just around. There's coffee. Very informal gathering. Huge amount of networking going on there. And I suggest there's also the Lenleys Roper Road, Canterbury, at Lenleys store. Lenleys is an independent store, so do try and support it. And there's a beautiful restaurant there. And that is on the last Thursday of the month, every month. Again, free, and it's at 10 o'clock. Some of us stay for lunch, a little confit of duck afterwards. But if you want to look at all of the business tweet-ups, because also you've got Hoodness Horse in Ashford, that's on November the 16th, so that's Friday, and that's at 12:30 for a Mexican lunch. You can either go on the Hoodness Horse, it's got here, hashtag Mexican tweet lunch, tweet is T-W-E-A-T lunch, or go on the Hoodness Horse, Google that, lunch.
Did you see what he did there?
Yeah, very
tweet
clever.
With the word eat in it.
Yeah.
That's really clever, isn't it?
He is clever. But what I suggest is if you go on the Kent Business tweetup.co.uk website, you've got them all there. That's the umbrella. So you've got Hoodness Horse in Ashford, you've got Whitstable Tweetup, you've got the Lenleys, you've got the Miller's Arms, and you've got the Faversham one, which is Hildenbury's, which does a fabulous bacon butty, endless coffee and tea for £2.50. No brainer. The West Kent branch of the FSB AGM. The guest speaker is David Westfall. The ongoing development of Hepworth Brewery and a tutored tasting on some of Hepworth's fine ales and beers. That's on Tuesday the 20th of November, 6:30 in the evening. And it's at K College in Tonbridge. And that's TN9 2PW. The guest speaker, David Westfall. There is a website. It's West Kent AGM 2011-12 eventbrite.com.
Cool.
Then there's the famous brownies.
Right.
Wednesday 28th of November with the tall one, Janice Watton.
Well, Janice, yeah. I haven't seen Janice for ages.
It's £8.50 a person. It is at 7 o'clock to 9 a.m. at the Abbott's Barton in Canterbury. And they have a speaker who's Julian Zacharias or Zacharias. He's an energy consultant. And it's janice.watton, W-H-A-T-T-O-N, at castlewoodhotels.com.
Cool. Thank you for that. We've had a tweet from Fallow Management to say they're on stand 10 at the Southeast Business to Business Show. Fallow Management handle waste recycling and all those kind of health and hygiene issues. So go along and say hi to the folks from Fallow Management on stand 10.
Yeah.
Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
We're going to do a bit of tunage.
It's not Duffy, is it?
I was going to do Duffy
again.
I like a bit of Duffy.
And if it's Phil Collins again.
It's not Duffy and it's not Phil Collins. Do you know what it is? I'll tell you what it
is. Give me a clue.
It's, well, because we're coming up to Children in Need, and this is an old Children in Need tearjerker, this is.
Okay.
Bit of
play it.
Cars.
Play
drive.
It.
Attention to your dream.
Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back. Cars.
Oh, that was
Drive.
Sad.
What a fantastic number that is. It really is.
It reminds me of Geldof, you know, with Feed the World,
yeah,
when I just used to sob.
Don't start that.
I used to sob.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a real tearjerker. No, it's a great song. Yeah, absolutely great song. Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Serkin. Please do give us a tweet by following me at VanillaWeb, or you can call us at 01303 874 998, or you can, if you're really shy and you don't want to talk to us and you don't want to tweet us, you can email us at bunker@kenbusinessradio.co.uk. But we have got exactly, because I counted them, 19,842 emails already, so you'll be at the back of that queue.
You've got a load more tweets coming.
I've got loads of tweets.
I can see them rolling.
Yeah,
too.
She's very desperate for me to read these tweets out.
Yeah.
Only because it stops her having to read the emails.
Yeah,
and
I can
she's
loll
bored
around.
Yeah.
Drink my ginger tea.
Bexley Heath Salt Cave. Vanilla Web, please mention the open day tomorrow. That's Wednesday the 14th and Saturday the 17th at Bexley Heath. All are welcome. Free sessions. Come and try it. It's good for asthma and COPD.
You know what that is, Paul, don't you?
What, COPD? Yes, because we have this discussion every week.
Well, but it's changed, because, like, my mum's got emphysema, but now asthma and everything like that, all respiratory conditions are called COPD.
Oh, right, okay.
But I take my mum to that Salt Cave every
week. Is it working for her?
It's fantastic.
Cool.
But I want to open one in Canterbury if anyone's got any money in premises, because I have to keep driving to
Bexley. Or lots of salt, presumably.
Lots of salt.
And a cave.
Yeah, you don't need a cave. You could do it in this room. We could actually pad this.
Oh, that's all right. I thought you had to
out.
Have a cave. I was thinking, well, you know, I'd help, but I haven't got a cave.
No, well, you're a bit of a bear. You'd be all right in a cave.
Mm-hmm.
Who else tweeted?
Lenley's.
What are they saying?
New luxury vinyl flooring now in store. It's called Modulio.
Modulio.
This is a click system, easy to lay. Come and see it. They're in Roper Road, Canterbury.
Yeah, I've actually seen that.
Have you?
Kelsa Priest.
Is it like Lego?
It is. What they do is, well, they're just opening the new kitchen centre in there, because you know I bought all their kitchens, don't you? I ripped out all their kitchens.
You bought all of their kitchens?
Yeah, I ripped them
out.
No,
that's an exaggeration, Jules, because I've been in there and they've got hundreds of kitchens.
No,
you didn't buy them all.
I whipped the lot out at cost price, and they've now got a new kitchen supplier in, Umber Master.
Right.
And Umber Master have very cleverly gone down to the Lenley's flooring department underneath them, and got this Modulio, and you can lay it on anything. So you don't have to put all the underlay and spend money doing all the, you know, whatever they put, chipboard and things like that. You can just put it together like Lego with a can of beer one evening, sit there with, you know, whatever you're watching on telly, wrestling, clip it together.
Mick, as you would.
Mick McManus, or by going back.
Blimey, you're digging it out. Jackie Palo, Jackie TV Palo, Mick McManus and Big Daddy.
Tiny Tim.
Blimey. We've just lost the entire listenership. They're going, what on earth are they talking about?
We'll be talking about Pinky and Perky next. Yeah. But you can snap it together and it looks stunning. It looks like oak or whatever you want, or it can be funky modern. But if you damaged a bit, not that you can damage it, but if you did, or it was a fire, you could just replace that one bit. Apparently it's the new thing, along with the eco carpet they stocked too.
Cool, good stuff.
Yeah, well done, Lenleys.
Yep. I've got another Stan tweet out.
Yeah.
This is brilliant, this is.
Who is this?
Well, it's Stan 007. And guess who's on Stan 007?
Alan
Noak. No, it's not Alan Noak.
It must be.
No, it's not.
Well, he's the man from Uncle. It's close.
Which has nothing to do with 007.
So it's the suit, you know, Dickie Bow.
No.
You know where I'm going.
No, I don't. You're interrupting when it was really good.
007.
007, the people on it are Sky Fleet.
That is clever.
Not Skyfall, Sky Fleet.
Very
car
clever.
Leasing. Sky Fleet are on stand 007 at the South East Business Show at Effingham Park this
and
Thursday.
What does Sky Fleet do?
They're a car leasing company.
It's not the one you got your merch from, is it?
It is, in fact, the one I got my merch from.
With the flamingo pink seats.
With the flamingo pink seats and a lovely AMG badge on the back. Yeah.
I do like. And what's the man's name?
Duncan Randall.
Duncan Randall. Hello, Duncan.
Yeah.
So 007.
Yeah. Yeah. Duncan Randall.
So will they drive a car in there, do you think?
I don't think so. There's not room.
You know what I saw the other day outside JoJo's? Don't roll your eyes at me.
Oh, go on, I can't wait. It's going to be something really stupid.
No, it was lovely. Yeah, I saw four Corvettes, all different. Little red Corvettes.
You're drunk again.
No, I saw four, and they were all different. There was a big four.
There were two of them,
four.
You'd just seen double.
Now, is a Corvette very expensive to buy, Duncan? And could I lease one, Duncan? Because I
Corvette
want
Stingray.
One.
No.
They are superb. So would Duncan lease me one?
I'm sure he'd lease you anything
but
if you got enough money.
Cost a fortune.
I would have thought so, yeah.
See, okay.
I don't know.
I've got to say.
Have a word with Duncan.
I will.
Go and see him on stand 007 at the South East Business and Business Show.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, do.
Who else is tweeting? Anyone else?
Other tweets. We have got, hold on, I've got a click me thing.
Are you going to Salt Cave tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
No. Where am I going
tomorrow? Because your lungs could probably do with a bit of a clear out.
Do you think?
Well, you do drive around. It's also good for exhaust.
Yeah.
It's open on Saturday as well.
I can't remember what I'm doing tomorrow. Something or other. Who have we got? Oh, we've got Maid in Kent that are listening to
Love
Channel Radio
Smith.
Now with Vanilla Web, Jill Serkin, and they're waiting to hear from our guests. Yeah, well, they'll be on fairly soon.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Ian.
And talking about it earlier, the lovely tall one, Janice Watton, she's tuned into the Business Bunker and she's listening to me and Jules. And she said, yeah, I haven't listened for ages, but I'm listening now. And Amanda Taylor, can I have a shout out for Accounts Amanda? That's her Twitter handle, at Accounts Amanda.
Yep.
Amanda Taylor is working hard on bookkeeping and payroll this afternoon.
Hello,
so
Amanda.
Do give Amanda a follow. And if you need anybody in the East Kent area to do your bookkeeping, she's your lady.
I think I saw her at the Faversham tweet up at Hilda Marie's place.
I met her at the Kent Business tweet up at Lindley's at Roper Road.
Yeah.
Cool. And in the Burlington Hotel, can you give a shout out for our charity Xmas Fair on the 2nd of December up for Marie Curie? And that's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So there's lots going on at the Burlington Hotel.
I always wanted to sing that song from Cats. I'm Burlington Bertie, I rise at 10:30. Whenever you say about Burlington Hotel, you know the song.
Yeah. I'll tell you why I know it.
Why?
Because you just sung it to me.
So you don't know it?
Yeah, I do, because you just sung it to me. Yes, I do know the song.
Burlington.
No, no, you don't have to sing it twice, thank you. So get along to the Burlington Hotel for their charity Xmas Fair on the 2nd of December, and that's in aid of Marie Curie.
Brilliant, brilliant cause there.
Yep. I've got an email here as well while we're talking about such things.
Yeah.
Westrum, over there in West Kent,
yeah,
is gearing up to lift our spirits with its events in the run-up to Christmas. On Thursday the 29th of November, with the famous late night shopping and Christmas light switch on by local resident Dr. Hilary Jones.
Wow.
Well, there you go. All the shows, better than Mickey Mouse, isn't it?
It is.
All the shops, restaurants, cafes and pubs will stay open from 6 p.m, welcoming early Christmas shoppers with mulled wine and goodies, while market traders will ply their wares in stalls outside. Father Christmas will be arriving in style with local shire horses. There will be music, a merry-go-round, and the cast of Westrum Animatro Dramatics will be encouraging visitors to attend their Jack and the Beanstalk Panto, which is on the following week.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Jack and the Beanstalk. Visit the Festival of Christmas Trees, a magnificent display of over 80 trees in St Mary's Church, accompanied by music concerts, which is to raise money for the fabric of the church building and its running costs.
Good
so
course.
Do get along to that. That's Thursday, the 29th of November. It's all happening in Westrum, over there in West Kent. So do get along
where
to that.
Where exactly is Westrum? I've heard of it.
It's on the Kent-Surrey border. It's the other side of Sevenoaks.
Okay.
It's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous village.
Is there a train there or do we drive?
Sorry?
Is there a train?
No, you have to drive over there.
I find Kent really quite hard to get around on the train.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Have you never been to Westrum?
No, you've never taken me.
It's absolutely brilliant. There's loads of things there.
Is it Chocolate Box?
It is, but not only that, it's the home of General Wolfe.
Right.
And it was also where, I can't remember the name of the house now, where Winston Churchill lived.
Oh, yeah, Clarkenwell.
No, I can't remember the name.
Chartwell,
that's
I
the chap.
I went there when I was about 8.
Yeah, that's in Westrum. And then General Wolfe's home.
Dr. Hilary Jones also.
And Dr. Hilary Jones lives there, and Howard Kendall lives there.
He does, yeah.
Yeah, so it's full of famous people. Cool, that's that. Let's do another tweet. Zoe Cairns is listening in, and she's got some guests lined up for our show, so we'd like to hear from you on that. Zoe, do let us know who they are.
I was hearing good things about Zoe's social media yesterday at the Fabrishman tweet up.
Yeah, she gets all over the place for that, doesn't she?
Yeah, she was cool. A guest, well, it must have been over a year ago, wasn't it? A year and a half?
Yeah.
On the Business Bunch?
Yeah, she was. Yeah. So we need to get her back as well at some time. Go on, I'll tell you what, go with another email.
The North Kent branch, the FSB, has a better breakfast worth getting out of bed for. It's on the 29th of November, 7:30 to 9. Have I read this? It sounds really familiar. No, I haven't. Priestfield Stadium, Gillingham. They are starting up a business. Do you want to know about access to a £30 million fund? Yes, we do. Guest speaker is David DeCara. To book a place, call Louise on 01634 350215, or email lpenile, P for Peter, ENNIALL at priestfield.com. It's only £10, and that includes your breakfast, so get along there.
Brilliant.
That's on the 29th of November, a Thursday.
Both Janice and Burlington Hotel have tried to tweet me a link so that you can find out more about their Marie Curie event. But it keeps shortening it, the link.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't read it. And I just clicked onto it to try and do that, and it's still shortened. So what I'll do is I'll find the full link, and I will put that on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website so that you can find it later.
Mr. Andrews, tell me this. So when they're tweeting in, you know when it asks you to shrink the link?
Yeah.
If they don't shrink the link, will it stay large?
No, it quite often, especially if it's a retweet, it will quite often shorten it automatically.
Right.
That's the problem.
So,
Janice has sent it to me about 10 times because she's trying to stop it shortening because she obviously realised, but you can't.
So what you need, isn't there a way where you can just leave a gap? We need to find Joe Dodge, she'll tell us.
Yeah, I'm sure you could, but it's not a problem because I can put a link on the website.
After the show. So
people will find it anyway, so we'll just talk about it and then people can find it
actually
later on.
you're really good at putting all the links on after
I know
the
it takes me forever.
I know, that's why you never go out.
I'm really sad and lonely.
You're not sad and lonely. You're like boy about town. You are always surrounded by women whenever I see you, mostly waxing your chest.
Yeah, ripping the hairs off my chest. Yeah,
putting things
absolutely
on your nipples.
I think we'll go for another email. I've got a gazillion tweets. We're really busy today, which is cool. I think we'll go for another couple of emails, and then I think we'll move on to our first guest.
Yes, you practice her name while I read this out. Global Entrepreneur Week. It's the world's largest campaign to promote entrepreneurship. is taking place in over 100 countries during November. Tunbridge Wells Council and its partners from the world of commerce and enterprises are using Global Entrepreneurship Week to the theme to pass on free practical help and support needed by potential entrepreneurs and individuals who have just taken the plunge. So there's a free workshop, and it's being held on the 13th to the 15th of November. So that's, what's the date today, Paul?
It's the 13th.
So today and tomorrow and the next day.
Blimey.
The program of
manana.
Manana and post manana. The program of informal workshops, they're on range. They're for those who want to buy and sell, and to those making more of social media, or to those entering the creative sector. So please email business@tunbridgewells.gov.uk or call 01892 554 272. More details, tunbridgewells.gov.uk. I would say, I don't want to appear curmudgeonly, but when you're sending press releases, give us a month of warning, and we will read it out for 2-3 weeks. Because it's a shame. It's a bit late. And it may be we do get a lot, so it may be that we had it last week.
Yeah, it could be.
But always think about sending it a month, even 6 weeks in advance is better.
While we're on a bit of a ranty thing, I do agree with Jules. Keep it short and sweet. Keep it short and sweet. Give us all the information, but more than everything, give us the website. So many people send me press releases and emails, and they don't include websites or any contact details or anywhere that people can follow up and find out more, which is what we need.
All we want is the date, the contact, and one sort of line of info, but well in advance.
Yeah, so and then we'll continually repeat that.
If you need a PR, it's www.pressupgroup.com.
That was an advert brought to you by Jules Serkin, PR Services.
Other PR services
are available, but they're not as good. Thank you for that. Paramount Digital Marketing are on Stand 13 at the South East Business Show. So do go and say hi to those folks. I'm going to do one more email, and then we're going to come to Kazia. Yeah,
let's Kazia. Do that.
Thank you.
You say Kazia, I say Kazia.
Kazia.
Neither of them are right.
I'm putting this off because I've got to say this whole name and get it right without embarrassing myself.
And then she'll tell you off and say it properly.
Well, it was quite right too, and people's names are important, so yeah. Anyway, Christmas shopping, hospice style. Local people have an opportunity to stock up on Christmas gifts at a variety of Christmas fairs and markets this week and next, which will be raising much needed funds for pilgrims' hospices. On Saturday the 17th of November, the Ashford Hospice will be holding their Christmas fair at the Day Hospice on Hythe Road, Ashford, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Everything from homemade cakes, Christmas gifts and unusual jewellery to lucky dips, Christmas cards and decorations will be on sale, with a very special visit from Santa.
That's good. But talking of Pilgrim's Hospice, you know the meerkat?
Yeah.
He was saying how important it is to get names right.
Yeah.
Have you seen what he calls you?
No.
He calls you Mr. Andrew Pauls.
Yeah.
And various things.
Well, he's an idiot, that meerkat.
But he is, if you want to win a meerkat, a giant meerkat, he's 6'4". He's taller than Paul Andrews.
Only just.
And he's now residing at HMS at the Abbey in Faversham. You can see him there, you can guess his name, you can win a meerkat.
Oh, good. Let's hope he stays there.
You love him, really.
Things a nuisance, I think. The sooner somebody guesses his name, the better.
He's stalking you, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Anyway, on the same day, that's Saturday the 17th of November, there is a hospice Christmas fair at Mount Zion Baptist Church in the High Street in Tenterton, and that's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and that's alongside all the Christmas goods available there. There will also be some light lunches served. So on the same day as the Ashford Hythe Road event, that's the 17th of November, which is this Saturday. There's a hospice, Pilgrim's Hospice Christmas Fair at the Mount Zion Baptist Church in Tenterton.
It's all happening.
Yep. Anyway, do you know what I think we'll do now?
I think we're going to introduce our guest.
I think we're going to introduce our guest, who's Kazia Senoshin.
Close, Kazia.
Kazia.
You were so focused on the second one.
Second name that I made rubbish in the first name. Kazia.
It was close.
Senoshin.
Yeah.
Kazia, welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on
here. Great to be here.
you're at the University of Kent.
Yes.
And you're doing loads of good stuff there.
Hope so.
Yeah. So start off by telling us a bit about employability points, which is one of the schemes that you're involved in.
Absolutely. Well, at the University of Kent, we are trying our best to develop bigger and better ways to engage with businesses, and also to improve our student employability, which is a bit of a hot topic. You'll hear that phrase a lot in the next couple of months and years. What we've developed is a scheme called the Employability Point Scheme, which is essentially like a reward scheme similar to a Tesco club card. Students do various activities such as enterprise events, networking events, volunteering, part-time employment, and all those activities gain them points, and at the end they can redeem them from rewards. So our rewards range from internships, work experience placements, training, to vouchers, memberships, all sorts of things that we get from our sponsors.
Yeah, I mean, my understanding, because I was a little bit involved in the early days of
very this, much involved, I'd
say. My understanding of it, and one of the brilliant things about it, this came out of some research kind of that the university did.
Absolutely. Yeah.
About the fact that a lot of employers obviously welcome qualified and degreed students, but one of the big gripes was that a lot of them didn't have a work attitude.
Yeah, or experience
or
at all.
Or work experience at all.
None of them had stepped through a door, a lot of them, yeah.
Absolutely. So this whole idea came about as a way of getting students to think about that and engage with that whilst they're still studying, which is one of the brilliant things about it. Sorry to interrupt, but no. I thought that was such an important part of,
definitely.
Of why they did it.
A lot of the way that the scheme works comes from that research in the early days, which was essentially we were supposed to look at doing it through vouchers, rewarding students through vouchers. And it was through talking to companies such as yourself with Jobs in Kent, and also some of the earlier partners like Bob Jones at Canterbury City Partnership, and you know, a number of other companies, that they said, actually, you know, great vouchers and everything, but what about actual experiences? Mm. We'd be willing to take on a student for a work experience or an internship just to try. Well, for companies, it's kind of a try before you buy, because a lot of the companies that we've had on board in the past 2 years have taken on the students that they've had for the internships. I think 16 of our students have been taken on and given employment through that sponsorship. So it's, you know, it's a great opportunity for the companies to engage with the university, which comes with a whole host of benefits in itself.
Absolutely. I kind of interrupted you, when you were explaining exactly how the scheme works from an employer's point of view.
Yeah. Well, from an employer's point of view, it's pretty wide-ranging. I mean, you can really get as involved or not as you'd like. You know, starting from just supporting the scheme by promoting our activities, by telling us about particular events we may want to come along to and meet new people, up to, you know, internships, work experience placements they might offer. You know, they could, for example, give us an iPad. Reeves Accountants last year gave us an iPad for the student with the most amount of points, or, you know, work experience placement, training placements. If you're doing a training program for some of your employees and you've got an extra space, brilliant. You know, let us take a student on that, and that's something they can put in their CV just to help them stand out from the crowd. You know, there's huge range, huge range.
I mean, I was saying to you off air before we came on, in the first year that I got involved with the scheme, we offered a work placement, a summer work internship, to someone from the university. And the guy that they sent us, Luke Wilde, turned out to be so stonkingly brilliant that, in fact, he's actually back at the moment doing some more work, redoing what he did for us when he came to work for us. Because, strangely enough, the idea was to actually provide some work experience for these people, but Luke actually told us how to do something because he actually developed all our phone apps for us.
That's the thing. I mean, you know, obviously a lot of it is academic knowledge, but they are getting a lot of the latest research, a lot of the latest understanding of how things work from the sort of theoretical point of view, and then they can practically apply it in your business to help you grow and change with the markets and change with the times. So it's really pretty much win-win for companies.
Absolutely. We actually offered Luke a job at the end of it, and he turned us down because he wanted to go and do an MSc, which he's now done. So I offered him a job again, and he went, "No, you can't afford me now."
What is Luke doing now?
He's actually working for me right at the moment.
Is he?
Yeah, he's doing some revising of our Apple phone apps because iOS 6 has just come out, and they all had to be rewritten for iOS 6 because it's completely different to iOS 4 or 5, of course. So Luke's just rewritten all of our four or five phone apps. So he's doing that at the moment. And then he's going to consider his options from there, because I think he's got quite a few.
I think so. I think there are some, to be honest. I mean, the reason that that companies are grabbing these students is because these are the most engaged students we have at Kent. I mean, we have, you know, nearly 22,000 students registered at Kent, and these are the top 2,000. These are the ones that are doing more volunteering, that have got part-time jobs, that are involved in enterprise. So these are the, you know, creme de la creme, really.
Yeah.
There are two students that that did work experience placements at Chaucer Consulting this past year, and they've both been offered full-time positions and are now on more money than I am.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I don't know whether to be happy about that or a little bit like, okay,
lodge a complaint.
I need to be clearly need to be talking to the university and say what's going on.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's fantastic news. I mean, essentially, that's what we do. You know, the university is here to provide the students with an opportunity to develop themselves, ready for the world of work.
Yeah, and as you say, Cassia.
Cassia, you can call me Cassie if that would that would be easier.
Yeah, can you? No.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can you no, Cassia. As you say, not only are these people academic though, they're engaged, and that's the whole point of it, is that you've got both sides of that, and that's why they're so desirable, and that's why it works. And that was the whole point of what the research said, which is why it's been so stonkingly good.
Absolutely.
And I want to come on to how stonkingly good it's been, because you guys have won an award, haven't you?
Well, we've been short this
award.
We find out on the 29th of November whether we've received the Outstanding Student Support Award from the Times Higher Education Award. So we're very, very excited about that.
But even to be nominated is fantastic.
To be shortlisted is a huge, huge deal. I mean, they go from, I think, 45 applicants to six shortlisted universities from all over the country, and we're in that final six, so very, very excited about that. Got me glad rags ready to go for the end of the end
really
of the month.
Got it.
Absolutely. So fingers crossed for us on that, and obviously you'll be able to see the results. I'll have my iPhone with me, so I shall tweet as soon as we know.
Yeah, do. Yeah.
So keep an eye on the 29th of November. That's at EM points, EM for mother points. You'll be able to follow us, and then you'll see the results as soon as
that's
we know
brilliant.
Them.
But you know, I mean, just the recognition alone is superb.
Definitely.
It is such a groundbreaking and novel idea, and lots of people are looking at it and going, that's clever.
Yeah,
clever.
We've had a lot of interest from other institutions now. We're looking at possibly commercialising the scheme to sort of help other universities and other higher education institutions do something similar to engage their students, because it's not just about the student interaction, which obviously is the biggest part of it, but also it gives us an opportunity to have better development of partnerships with the local economy and local businesses, and also to sort of know more about what's going on at the university. I mean, the university is such a huge place, and there's a lot going on. There's a lot of events, there's a lot of networking, some great partnerships through the academic schools, and this just sort of brings it all together. You know, we find out so much more about what's going on at the university through this EP scheme. So, I mean, some of the students, like you say, you know, they've done so many things. I think there were over 9,000 different activities logged last year.
Really?
Yeah, 9,000.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Name some.
Oh, goodness. No, you're testing me. Okay, so volunteering, enterprise competitions, networking events. What else?
When you say networking events, they're going out and networking.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we do some of them on campus. We have, through Kent Business School, we do Network 612, which usually is once a month. We've actually got one on Thursday evening. If you do want to speak at one of our Network 612 events, please contact us at employabilitypoints@kent.ac.uk. Then you'll be able to speak about your business, how it works, how you started the business. The idea is to give the students a bit of understanding of the entrepreneurship model and how it works and that sort of thing.
If you do want to do what Kasia just said, then I highly recommend you do it. I've spoken at two or three 612 events, and on average they get about 100 people there.
Yeah, on average.
It's a very good turnout of some very engaged people and students that are really, really keen to learn and to engage with local businesses. So do
try that. The last one I went to, I think, I can't remember which company it was, I must admit, but one of the companies ended up interviewing one of the students that attended, because they were so impressed with how much the student had done. And that happened at our reward ceremony last year as well. Two students got interviews just because of the networking of that. So if you're a student listening in, please do to go to some of these things, because you can't believe the amount of opportunities that are presented.
Absolutely. And you may have mentioned it and I may have missed it, so forgive me if I did. How many students are engaged in the last running of this?
Well, let's see. So our pilot year was 2010 to 11. We were supposed to have 200 students on board, and we couldn't close the doors quick enough. We got 900. The past academic year, 2011 to 12, we had 1,937.
Blimey.
And so far, we close in April, so far we've got 1,975. Now, bear in mind, 600 of those students from previous year had graduated, so that means we've actually had about 600...
A new lot,
600 new ones in the since September.
And it's still kind of 6 months to go as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's just great. I mean, to be honest, from my point of view, it's fantastic, but it means that I've got a lot more work than I was expecting. You know, the team can't grow quick enough. We've actually had to bring in unpaid volunteers, one of whom is with me today.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Alex.
The lovely Alex.
So, you know, there are, again, you know, students listening in, if anyone wants to get some experience through Employability Points, please do contact us. We've got tea on tap, so you're very welcome to that. So the idea basically is that the growth is indicative of how much the businesses and the students want this.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, in the first year we had 30 companies, which for a first year scheme is very impressive. Mm. And last year we had 86. Mm. And most of those 86 have contacted me saying, right, what's going on this year? How can we get involved?
Give our listeners a feel for the kind of companies that are now sponsoring this.
Well, it started off fairly local, but now it's just gone boom. Mm. So we've got the lovely Jobs in Kent, of course, and Press Up Group as well. And we also have bigger companies such as Enterprise Rent a Car. We have Coca-Cola Enterprises.
Coca-Cola.
All in the same batch.
Yeah. I always prefer Pepsi, actually.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't say no.
Yes, I do. I love
Heathen.
Pepsi.
Coca-Cola took on two of our work experience guys last year, and they then gave them paid employment during the Olympics.
Oh, brilliant.
So, you know, they're very engaged, and they're wanting to do an internship this year. Mm. We also have some of the local ones, Reeves Accountants, Canterbury City Partnership, Business Support Kent, Burgess Hodgson, Chaucer Group were a big sponsor last year. They actually sponsored our entire rewards event. Perfectly Clear Marketing. I mean, the list goes on, obviously. Yeah. But some of the bigger ones that you may have heard of, Shepherd Neame, Kent Messenger, but also the big ones, Penguin Books,
right.
National Trust, and Tesco.
Oh, right. Okay.
Just some of the few.
So this will be the third year now?
This is the second scheme year.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one now. So third year overall.
That has grown so much.
I know, it really has.
You know, because in the early days when we were first involved, there was only kind of half a dozen of us from local companies, and now all of a sudden all the big boys are muscled in.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's sort of really inspired interest from a lot of different areas. I mean, obviously from universities as well, wanting to emulate the scheme, from companies, but also from the government. I mean, Biz have been in touch with us. They've actually done a report on university business collaborations, which was a response to the Wilson Review 2011, and they mentioned us as a case study for best practice.
Cool.
As a way to engage students and to increase employability and how to get a partnership with the university in a practical way.
Cool. So any employer that wants to get involved in that needs to contact pretty fast, really.
First of March is our deadline for companies.
Okay. So you've got a couple of months, but don't leave it.
There's a lot of information on our website, which is kent.ac.uk/employabilitypoints.
There's a link to that on the Business Radio website as well.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, well, there's some videos on there. There's a couple of interviews from you, Paul, actually, on there.
Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry.
So just to give you an idea of, you know, what's involved with companies and how you benefit and what we expect of the students when they're with you. So get involved, get rewarded on that, basically. Have a look at the information and contact us if you want to know more.
Brilliant. It's an absolutely wonderful scheme. It really is a cracking scheme, and I do urge you to get involved, no matter how peripherally or how committedly. Get involved, because it is a cracking scheme. Excuse me. And I talk to so many employers who moan and moan and moan about the youth of today not being engaged. Well, they are. They are engaged, and there's 1,900 of them that are definitely engaged, and more to come. So now it requires you to help them.
Absolutely.
So do get involved with that.
I would also say, Paul, that having worked with Kasia and just seen how she is, she's incredibly dedicated. She works hugely long hours, but the support she gives to the businesses when they're looking at taking on young intern is amazing. I mean, I just think you follow it through so well, Cassia. And so,
thank you.
You know, my hat goes out to you on that score.
She's a brilliant TV producer as well.
I'm everywhere. What can I say?
Yeah. I want to move it on a little bit now, because that's only the tip of the iceberg of the things you guys do at the University of Kent.
Yeah.
In the old Enterprise Hub there.
My goodness.
Tell us a little bit about what goes on there.
Well, what doesn't?
I've heard that.
Absolutely. There's a bit of a joke in the office that, you know, you have an office space one morning and then in the afternoon you're somewhere else because someone will be sitting in your spot. The Enterprise Hub is the university's, what would you call it, startup centre. It basically gives students the opportunity to grow their ideas, their business ideas. There's free business advice, access to some of our mentors through our partners, and there's also subsidised office space. So if you're engaged with the university in any way, if you're alumni or if you're an academic or a student, then you can get office space for less than a pack of chips, although I doubt that's true. But the idea is that for partners, for employers, you can get involved through the enterprise events that we do. We have on campus tomorrow, actually, as part of the Startup Britain campaign, we've got the enterprise bus on the University of Kent campus. Come and find out more about what the university is doing, how it engages with local companies. And for students who may be listening, you know, find out more about what the university can do to help you with your employability skills. And that doesn't necessarily mean getting a job. That can mean entrepreneurship as well, finding out more about how to start up your business. Hmm. So there's a huge amount. There are always events going on. And through our partners as well, obviously through the employability point scheme, we can advertise your events. I will mention, actually, as Alex is here, and Alex also works for the Abbotts Barton Hotel with the lovely Janice Watton, the tour.
Is there anything you guys aren't involved in?
We're everywhere. And there will be, in aid of children in need, an art auction this Thursday, 15th of November at 7 p.m. at the Abbotts Barton Hotel, where students have donated pieces of their work in aid of children in need, of a very good cause. Mm. Please come along. There's nibbles or drinks. Bid on a piece and do your bit for children in need. Or if you have any spare art, please do contact Alex at the Amherst Barton. Her email address.
Me hanging around.
I'll get me crayons.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. Yeah. I'll have a bit of a crayon.
Yeah, so do come along, because I mean, it's a brilliant networking opportunity.
Absolutely.
As well.
Alex is scribbling something.
Yeah, like, she's given me her email address. I did know it. But it's alex.ursu, that's URSU, at abbottsbartonhotel.com.
Cool.
What does Alex do at Abbotts Barton?
She's a duty manager, I believe, aren't
is
you?
She?
Trainee duty manager.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're showing them a few thing or two as well.
Excellent stuff. Mm. Kasia, thank you for all of that.
Not at all.
I do urge people to get involved in what's going on at the University of Kent. It is a happening place. There's loads of stuff there. It really is. There are cracking things done by both the university itself and by the students. There's lots of student activities there.
Definitely.
And I've been involved in quite a few of their business enterprise clubs and things like that. It wasn't actually at UKC, although it was a little bit of a joint event. I actually spoke at an event at Canterbury Christchurch last night, but half the audience were from UKC anyway, because it was a shared thing. Because I don't know if you know, it's Global Entrepreneur Week. And they kicked it off with an event last night on enterprise. And I spoke at that, which was really interesting. Kasia, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. We will be desperately, desperately, desperately keeping our fingers crossed for your award.
Yeah.
But
no
matter what, you've already surpassed all expectations.
Thank you.
By
Got
getting
our
shortlisted.
Award.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do urge people to get involved with employability points and to give interns a go, give them some work experience.
You know what, Mr. Andrews?
What?
I think we're so impressed with Cassia that we should give her a ginger mouse mat as our award.
Really?
Yeah, they're very sought after.
They
Thanks,
are,
guys.
And I forgot to bring them.
Oh,
I will give her one. You'll pass
I might
it to
have,
me.
I might have some in my car. Yeah. Don't worry. No, we will sort
That's
it out.
That's our award.
We
That's
will
very
sort
exciting.
It out. We will sort
thank
it
you.
Out. For the moment, Cassia, thank you so much.
Not
and
at all.
Stick with us for the last remaining few parts of the programme, and feel free to join in. I've got a couple of things I want to mention. Oh dear.
What?
Elmcourt Farmers Market.
Yes.
Alpaca meat.
Oh, no.
Full information here, and he's given me a website link, which I'm not going to read out.
What's kosher and what's not?
No, just on eating alpaca meat.
Oh, poor alpaca.
Listen, it says the company are based in Hastings.
Oh, really?
Hastings, New Zealand.
Oh!
Off a cliff.
Get him to say, pin and pen.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you want to know about alpaca meat, there's a company in Hastings, New Zealand that specialise.
What's the Twitter handle?
That's Elm Court Farmers Market.
Oh, right, so they are selling alpaca meat.
No. They're just answering the question that you were asking earlier about alpaca meat.
So you can
and they actually, just they yes. just told me there's a company in New Zealand that handles alpaca meat.
Wow.
What about
but
that?
But sort of it makes sense. You can eat the meat and then you can, nip the fur and make yourself some socks.
And we've also had a tweet from 63 Harbour Street.
Hello.
Yeah. It says, currently in the top 10 for Taste of Kent Local Food Retailer Awards.
Well done. Mm.
Awards are a great public relations for local businesses. So that's the tasteofkentawards.co.uk.
I've got a fly in my water.
Don't worry. What's it doing?
Better protein.
Yeah, brush stroke. Tasteofkentawards.co.uk, go in there and you can vote for Taste of Kent. Your best food retailer.
63. I think, is that the one that does the juices and things as well? I think it does freshly squeezed juices. I'll trundle in there on Saturday after the salt cake.
You'll like this. Beaujolais Boy's been on.
Hello, boys.
Hello, guys. Beaujolais Boy, that's from Liquid Pleasure in Sinton and High Street, the wine emporium.
They're very busy at the moment.
Sell drink, then drink, then sell. That's his day mapped out. We need some part-time staff for Christmas and must have some wine knowledge. And that's not just drinking it.
I know, they are looking because Marcus is leaving.
Right.
So they're looking if anyone's near Tenterden. Ian
and I were standing out on the high street last Saturday trying to entice people in there, which was quite interesting.
I don't think you need to entice them. I think they just rush in there.
Yeah,
I would if I lived in Tenterden.
And Janice has been singing the praises of our man from Bond. Duncan Randall.
Has he?
Yeah.
Has she?
Duncan is great. Skyfleet is great too. So obviously Janice gets
him.
Her cards there. No, I don't think so. I reckon I'm going to do this, and then we'll do something else. I'm going back to Pilgrim's Hospice and their catalogue of events, because they've got another event the following Saturday on the 24th of November. They have a traditional German Christmas market.
Lederhosen.
Yeah, being held at Park House, Park Road, Hythe. The Buchen, Stollen, gingerbread. And other traditional German Christmas gifts will be available to buy.
Unter Bahnhofstrasse.
It will be free entry with donations to Pilgrim's Hospice being taken on the day.
Unter Bahnhofstrasse.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the 24th of November, the German Christmas Market, Park House, Park Road, Hythe. And you can get your Lebukens, Stollen, gingerbread houses and all kinds.
Have you got Lederhosen?
Of course, and I'm wearing them right now. Can't
really
hear them
good
creak.
In them.
I haven't dubbing them.
You haven't what?
Dubbing them. You won't even get that,
no,
will you?
Please explain.
Dubbing was a polish that my dad used to polish his football boots with when
Victor.
He played football. Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, in the old days. Used to, it's
sort
a kind
ox blood or something.
No, it is something like that, probably, but it was something that oiled a leather. Nigel Donkin, the regional fundraising manager, said the generosity of local community in support of our Christmas events is fabulous. There's something for everyone, and we hope to encourage young people and old to come and have fun whilst raising funds for the Pilgrim's Hospital. And 75% of all our funding comes from the local community. You can find out all about all of those events by going to their website, which is www.pilgrimshospices.org. So do have a check out of that.
Yeah, and follow at Meerkat View. If you want to win a giant meerkat in aid of Pilgrim's Hospice.
Yeah. It's actually become the Janice Wharton show today.
Hello,
Janice. Because Janice has tweeted again, and she said, I know Cassia.
Yeah, Cassia, yeah. Yeah, she does.
No, but she spelt it like that, which is why I said it.
Yeah. Janice, how could you? Yeah. After all the years of friendship.
She said, I know Cassia. Tell her how to say hello.
Hi, Janice.
Yeah. Hi, Janice.
Janice might know someone for Beaujolais Boys.
I'm going to let her off because she's just tweeting me now as well. Vanilla Web, you're super. Thank you. Thank you, you're gorgeous.
And
too.
No mention of me, Janice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you know what we're going to do now?
What
we're
going to do?
We're going to have a bit more tunage and then we'll see if we can get our second guest.
What have you got? Not Duffy.
No, I've got something that's pretty perfect.
Give us a clue.
too short to play silly games. I've promised myself I won't do that again. It's got to be such mistakes. They're much too eager to give their love away. Well, I have been foolish too many times. Now I'm determined I'm gonna get it right.
Hey, welcome back there. A bit of perfect fairground attraction. Now, hopefully, we got on the phone our next guest, Gemma Quinnell. Hi, Gemma. Are you there?
Hello, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you.
Good.
Gemma, why don't you tell us a bit about you and your business?
Yes, well, as you know, I'm Gemma Quinnell. I run a health, fitness and dance business, which helps people really getting into exercise in fun ways, helping people with special conditions to maintain their health really and keep as active as possible.
Sorry, I have to remember to turn my mic up to talk to you. I have to turn it right down, otherwise we can't hear you, so I need you to shout a little bit. So,
okay.
So whereabouts are you based?
I'm based in Medway, but a lot of my work's to Medway and Maidstone areas mainly.
Okay, and tell us a bit about the kind of work that you're doing and who you do it with.
Yeah, well, I'm a mainly trade by myself, like self-employed, sole trader, but I work with people like Kent Adult Education, Medway Adult Learning. I work with the local NHS authorities. I work within retirement villages. And the role really is to help people, teach them to dance, also helping them with physical activity and just maintaining their fitness levels really so that they can keep as active as possible and as healthy as possible in a fun way really.
Okay, is that like a bit of a follow-on from occupational therapy type thing?
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, I have people of all sort of walks of life, really. People that come just for fun, and then I also deal with people who maybe have more specific conditions that need sort of attention and help with maintaining their activities with a little bit of more guidance.
Okay.
So a bit of everything, really.
Okay. And so what kind of activities do you mainly encourage people to do? You know, I mean, for someone old and decrepit like me, what would you recommend?
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of things, and everyone will have a preference as to what they enjoy, really. My main advice is go with something that you enjoy. Maybe try something.
Say that again.
Go with something that you enjoy, really, and try something new. For somebody old and decrepit, as you say, maybe something like Pilates or yoga that's more low impact.
Tell me a little bit about Pilates. I mean, I know about yoga and all that, and all that stuff. Tell me a bit about Pilates.
Okay. Well, Pilates is based on the principle of a man called Joseph Pilates. It focuses on building core strength and helps with things like coordination and balance and flexibility as well. And it's along the same lines of yoga in the fact that it's a mind and body workout. But the difference with this really is that it does focus on the core, ultimately, more than anything else. So will help to improve that strength so that it can prevent things like falls when you're older, and also getting your posture correct so that you're less likely to cause damage and injury to yourself.
Okay, I was going to ask about that when you mentioned the core. As I understand it, the core is about, you know, the central part of your posture and how you maintain yourself, yeah?
That's right, yeah. So the main focus on that really is that you're strengthening it and you're working using the correct muscles, correctly, so that you're not compensating with stronger areas. So if you've had some kind of injury, sometimes in the healing process you'll compensate by using the other side of your body or a different muscle to sort of overcome the problem. And Pilates is about correcting that and building the strength back up in those weak muscles so that you're less likely to cause damage.
Okay, cool. And I also noticed when I was looking at your website the other day, you do things like Zumba.
Oh, yes.
What's that all about? What's Zumba?
It's got really popular over the last couple of years. It's a dance-based program, dance-based fitness program. So it is working on the fitness skills, as in cardio, more specifically than anything else, cardio
right.
Workout.
Is that kind of aerobic or whatever they call it?
Yes, it's along those lines of aerobic, but the difference is that you'll have some rhythms, you'll have different rhythms, and you'll be working sometimes fast and sometimes slow and with high impact and low impact. So you've got a little bit of a different, whereas in aerobics you kind of build it up to the high and bring it back down low.
Right.
With Zumba, you do a bit, it's sort of all over the place.
Cool.
A bit high, a bit low. So that's sort of dance-based, but they also have the different programs now with the Zumba Toning, which is designed to condition the body more using hand weights, and you've got the Santal, which is using a chair, actually, and doing things like push-ups and improving strength that way. You've got the Gold, which is for the older population or for people who maybe have difficulty standing for a long period of time, and you can do it in a chair.
Right, okay.
The kids one as well, on the Aqua.
And what, sorry?
And the Aqua one as well.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, that all sounds pretty good stuff. I'll fancy a bit of that. A bit of Zumba and a bit of Pilates. That could do me good.
Excellent. It should do, yeah.
So, do you have studios that people can come to do this, or do you go out?
I go out. I work sometimes within gyms or within education establishments.
Right,
and
okay.
Other than that, I hire community halls, dance studios and various different places and run my own classes out of those.
Brilliant. Okay, Gemma, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. Give us a shout for your website.
My website?
Yep.
Yeah, it's Gemma Quinnell's Health, Fitness and Dance, and it's www.gemmaquinnells.co.uk.
Cool. We'll put a link to your website on our website so people can follow up and find out more about that.
Brilliant, thank you.
But for the moment, Gemma, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been really great to hear about what you do. Sorry about the phone issues we had earlier, but we got there.
Yeah, we did.
And we'll talk to you soon, eh?
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you very much.
Okay, no, take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Gemma Quinnell's there.
So you're going off to Zumba, are you, there?
And a bit of Pilates, yeah.
Yeah, you've got a downward dog.
something like that. Yeah. Have you gone?
Be careful how you bend over in your trousers.
Thank you for that.
I saw them today.
Yeah, well, that was you.
Yeah. That's what put me off my show and made me play Gibson Brothers by mistake.
I'm ignoring you completely. We've got a gazillion tweets still.
Yes.
We've got Telcare on stand 51 at the South East Business Show.
Hello, Lisa.
And we've also got Goddard's Accountants on stand 63. So check out those. And the lovely Hannah at TeamX Procure on stand number 95.
You've got the best job in the world.
Hannah, yeah.
Yeah, hasn't she? Globetrotting.
Yeah. Donna from Inline Magazine, please could you remind everyone to check out Inline's website for lots of Christmas events in the Canterbury area? And that's inlinemagazine.co.uk. Blimey, there's loads.
I hate to ring my own praises, but I'm doing a scoff page in Inline Magazine. So if anybody wants to be mentioned on the Scoff and Quaff show, as well as the Inline Magazine, sort of a double whammy, print cool. and radio.
Cool, cool. I've got this gift of photography this Christmas. If you're looking to give a gift with a difference, look no further than the gift of photography. Whether you're looking for courses, prints, or something a little more personal, our photography courses are unique gifts for the photography enthusiasts of all ages and abilities. We have a variety of courses, and you can find out all about them at our website, which is www.kentphotolibrary.org. So do check that out if you know someone that's heavily into photography or would like to be into photography.
Yep.
I think you can do another email now because it's about time you did something sensible.
The people in Whitstable, calling Whitstable, Save Whitstable Shop Campaigners, are launching a sticker campaign to support the town's independent business and create a £15,000 fighting fund. The stickers are being created by bookshop owner Brian Hitchin. Hi, Brian. And he says, we're part of Whitstable Independent Traders. They will be placed in premises, windows, to show shoppers which businesses are local. The fund will be used to pay legal fees if rent negotiations with landlords fail and have to go to arbitration. And it's the latest initiative from local businesses that are fighting proposed rent hikes of up to 120%. To join the campaign, go on to www.savewhitstableshops.co.uk. So this is really trying to stop the chains coming in, because they're gradually trying to creep in. And what happens is, if the chains come in, Whitstable will just lose that quirkiness. Once you let it will just be like any other high street, and the whole thing of Whitstable is Tea and Times, Wheelers, all the little indie shops. So we do need to support them, and what I'd say is, rather than get in your car and go to Sainsbury's and Tesco's, trundle down to Whitstable, go to Oxford Street, go to Harbour Street, have a coffee, and make sure you're not
getting your chest waxed.
Yeah, but don't go to Costa Coffee, go to Tea and Cut Times, and look at the harbour, all the little shops there on the front.
Or the Beach Cafe.
The Beach Cafe.
The Beach Cafe is my favourite in Beach
Road.
Very
nice, yeah. Mm-hmm. It is good, isn't it, there?
It is superb. I haven't been in there for ages now.
No. You used to go before the Whitstable tweet-up, didn't
you? I have, but I missed the last Whitstable
tweet-up.
And then
you go after the Whitstable tweet-up.
I'll go before and after.
Just to round it up.
Have a fun English breakfast. Just to get myself in the mood and then to warm down afterwards.
I'm actually having a ladies' lunch at Wheeler's on the 29th. And Wheeler's is so popular. We go for a 3 p.m. session, we get thrown out at 5, and then we go to the Old Nep, and then we get thrown out there about 1 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. I have invited you as a token honorary lady.
That sounds like fun. Can I come?
Yeah, of course you can come. Fun. You're a lady.
Yeah.
You're a busy lady.
Yeah, I'm busy lady.
If you can fit us in, last Friday
it's like I get all these things inviting me to the Women in Business event, and I keep thinking, I really want to go to that, but I bet they wouldn't let me in if I actually went.
Yeah, it's because of those that dress you keep wearing.
I know. It does suit me, though, doesn't it?
Are you the pantomime dame?
Please tell me you are.
Yes.
That'd be hilarious. I'd come.
He is.
Do you reckon?
He is the pantomime dame.
Do you reckon?
So do you want to come to Wheeler's?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Okay. Do you reckon I should get a gig in pantomime?
Yeah, I think you are actually in full dress today, aren't you? Those rosy cheeks.
I think it's the one business you don't have a foot in the door on, so.
True, yeah. principle.
Well, actually, you did own a theatre once last summer, didn't
no,
you?
No, really?
You did. No,
I don't own a theatre. I'm a director of a theatre.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it does. See?
Which one?
Yeah, I'm not telling you because it's in a delicate state of negotiation.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. He's got a finger in most pies, including Homity Pie, which is very, very famous at Riverford Organic.
Hey, what about this?
I've had
a tweet from Peter Wood.
Hello, Peter.
He says, I might actually get...
What would Peter do?
I'm not sure.
Oh, you said Peter Wood, sorry.
you can't finish now?
I'm just asking.
Thank you. I might actually get to hear the show live for once. I've got so many to catch up on, as I'm actually currently listening to show 83.
Oh, bless him.
Well, if I tell you, today's show 99. Yeah. He's a long way behind.
Come on, Peter. What have you been doing?
Well, he was a bit late into it, but he's obviously one of these people that's quite thorough. He didn't want to just start listening. He wanted to catch up with everything
What's
beforehand.
His Twitter handle? At Peter Wood.
No, funnily enough, how about this for a coincidence? It's 99... Hawkeye 99.
Pete, while you're listening, Woody, you've only got two scoff shows to catch up on, so get that under your belt as well, and then we'll have you in as honorary catch-up listener.
We've had a tweet from Gulliver Imick as well, from Mighty Safe.
Hi, Gulliver.
Yeah. Talk, tunage and dubbing. You see, rubbed together very well, really very well. And glad to hear about the Kent Employability Scheme. Sounds brilliant.
Yeah. So, thank you very much. Yeah, please get in touch.
Yeah, do. Gulliver runs a company called Mighty Safe, which is a security company, online security, in terms of, it's a bit hard to describe. It's a place where you can deposit valuable documents and things electronically so that you can retrieve them at any place. So if you, especially for kids on gap years and stuff like that, trawling around the world,
you've got a copy of your
passport in there and, you know, your insurance documents and things like that, and they can be retrieved securely.
Wow.
That's the thing. There are lots of ways of doing this now, but none of them are very secure.
Yeah.
This is incredibly secure.
Fantastic.
So do check it out. Mighty Safe. Really good.
Hello, Gulliver. He was a guest, a previous guest on the show.
Oh, we should definitely have a chat, Gulliver, because we do have a very large school of computing.
Yeah.
That would be able to find someone to help you out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Good stuff. I want to read this because this fascinated me when I saw this article. A farmer who created apple crisps using produce from his parents' land is set to net a fortune when he begins to export them around the world. Charlie Furmore's father Martin and mother Heidi own and run Pericourt Farm in Bilton.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Charlie started his brand of healthy eating snacks, apple crisps, after buying a state-of-the-art drying machine from the United States. Wait for this, you'll love this. The young entrepreneur turned a spare room in his student house, in Reading, into a production facility, drying apples and pears to be bagged as a healthier alternative to fried potato crisps.
Wow, great.
I told you, they're very enterprising, these students.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Keep an eye on them.
In September 2009, Charlie returned from university to the family farm to develop the business, and he was using the apples and pears that had grown at Pericourt Farm.
Mm.
His customer base grew, and he has sold more than 50,000 bags of snacks in 37 outlets across the country, including in the farm shop. Charlie took a conscious decision to avoid the supermarkets, and he sells directly to shopkeepers, businesses and customers. He's now hoping to take the world by storm and has taken orders in the hundreds of thousands from Australia, China and the United Arab Emirates.
Incredible.
So that's absolutely incredible. A fantastic business.
Well done, Charlie. What a great success story for Kent. Though.
Absolutely. You know. Yeah.
Well done, Charlie.
Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. So
healthy. That's, it's spot on now.
Mm. Yeah. So that's Pericourt Farm, apple and pear crisps.
It's not you speaking Cockney, is it?
What?
It's not drying stairwells, is it?
Apple and pear stuff.
You never know with you.
Get up there.
Never know with you.
Absolutely. And one last shout out for the business to business event on Thursday coming up. Dot Squares are on stand 114. So anyway, come along. That's the thing. You're going
to
meet everybody.
There's
100 odd people there. Stands there, and there's seminars and networking events and all sorts. So do get along to that. Have you got any more emails there?
Hythe Chamber of Commerce and Tourism, they're having a Santa and Reindeer High Street party. This is on Friday, December the 7th. It's a huge sort of street party in the High Street there. There'll be a reindeer family which can be patted by children. That's Hythe Chamber of Commerce and Tourism, December the 7th. More info is at, sorry, I'm looking for a website here, rhdr.org.uk, or contact Joanna Amers, 01303 211 341, and that's a reindeer high street party on the 7th of December.
Cool.
Margate Art Gallery have won an award. The Turner Contemporary has won a top design award. It was visited by 500,000 people in its first year and was named public community building in the Kent Design and Development Ward. So well done to the Turner. It was one of 8 buildings honoured during a presentation ceremony at the Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury. The overall winner was voted for by the audience, and it was Rock Salt Restaurant in Folkestone. Architect Guy Holloway said the Rock Salt Restaurant sits snugly in the curve of Folkestone Harbour, and all the glass gives people a wonderful view of the sea, which was our biggest influence for the design. So the awards have celebrated the best 2 buildings and developments across the county over the past 2 years, and each winner received a distinctive trophy designed and made from Kentish ragstone, which was donated by the Gallagher Group, and that's artist Dan Stafford made that, so well done. And also a little shout out for the Hoy, H-O-Y, at and it's just opposite the Margate Art Gallery. This is me, I keep going there because I've got no kitchen, Paul, as you know.
Have you not got a kitchen, Jules?
I still haven't got my kitchen.
Have you not?
It's getting there. But every Sunday I go to the Hoy, which is opposite the Turner, and it's fantastic. So hello to all the people in Hoy. Very economical, 3-course meal for about, I don't know, £14. My new husband pays, so I'm not really sure.
Right. Oh, you got a few emails up there.
Stashed. Yeah, stashed. I'll give you half.
You what?
I'll give you half of them.
Go on then. Well, can't you read them?
I'll give you the ones I don't
like. Are you going on a works of rule?
He's really bullying me today, listener.
Oh, you should have heard us earlier when I was producing Jill's show. I gave her a right telling off.
I know.
Don't touch that button.
I know. And really, it's a bit difficult, isn't it, having someone that you work with producing you as well, breathing down your neck. It's so good to hear success stories, a result of much hard work and focus, and such a great feeling when everything goes well. So well done to... Is that you that wrote that?
No.
Well done. Well, it just sounded like you. Well done to the Ambrette on making the Sunday Times top 130 restaurants. And that's the ambrette.co.uk, A-M-B-R-E-T-T-E. Have you eaten there?
I haven't, actually. They've got 2 restaurants. They're really well known and they're really good. I live in Tenterton, and the Ambrette have a restaurant in Rye. But the trouble is, it's really hard to get into because there's a waiting list to book in.
So is Wheeler's. That's why I go at 3 p.m. and get thrown out at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Not because of my behaviour.
Yeah. The fact that you haven't got a table booked and you just rock up and sit down, he's neither here nor there.
My mum usually turns up in the middle of it as well. I warn you, Cassia. The last time I went for a romantic meal with my new husband,
with your mum.
I said to my mum, I'm going there. And it was like we'd waited a year to get this table. And my mum was shopping in the high street, and I told her, and she appeared with her wine and her bags and said, only me. And
sat down.
She's lovely. ID&C are making the finals of Kent and Sussex Business Awards. So they're there. Well done. IDCband.co.uk. They make the intelligent wristbands.
Yep.
That Mr. Andrews was telling me about earlier. So you can put your account on there if you're buying drinks and things and get in and out of, I don't know, gigs and things. But great if you don't want to carry money around, I guess, if you're drunk and disorderly.
That's a benefit.
Yeah, and you've got a wristband on. I'm very impressed. Your poppy
one. I've
got
a wristband, yeah.
I want one.
Mine's a poppy one.
I haven't seen them.
Mine's a remembrance poppy wristband.
I can never keep my poppy on because those silly pins are just... Yeah. And also, well done to the Heat and Home finalists at Medway Business Awards. Well done, Heat and Home.
Cool, I've got one here. Just wanted to let you know and spread the word about my Be Gorgeous Christmas Shopping and Pamper Evening. It's on Wednesday the 28th of November from 7 till 10 p.m. There's a free entry, free bet voucher on arrival and free goodie bags. It's a great opportunity to do a bit of Christmas shopping and get some discounts or even indulge in a spot of pampering. We even have a Christmas gift wrapping service. Plus, we also have live demos. It's an event not to be missed. If you're able to come along do so. We have some fantastic exhibitors with fabulous products, and you can check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/GCasinoThanet. And that's
Cheryl.
That's from Cheryl Hawker.
Hi, Cheryl.
So do check that out.
You've got to read that, Paul, because it's 10
You want me to read this one?
You only got 2 minutes. Like, I'll count you out now.
I decided to print this off just because I thought, no, why not? You know, Tenterton Town Council have put out a tender for the contract to clean the public toilets.
You could do that, Paul.
I could indeed.
Yeah.
And they are located at Station Road, Tenterton, Recreation Ground Road, Tenterton, and Asher Road, St Michael's. And if you'd like to quote for that tender, you can do so by emailing townhall@tenterton.gov.uk, or you can ring them on 01580 762271. And the reason I read that out is I quite often have to use those, Luz, because I live there, so I want it done properly. Well, so whoever's going to tender for that, I'm going to check.
You could do that in your spare time, Paul. You've got the marigolds. I'll get you some Method toilet cleaner. It's lovely. It smells of eucalyptus.
Well, I could do the ones next to the kebab van, because I hang out there quite a lot.
Oh, that's not really a good
What do you mean hang out? Is this on like a Friday night?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where it all happens.
It's not cottaging.
Kebab van.
You don't cottage. I'm just checking.
Please. By the kebab van in the car park in Tenterton.
A man of your means hanging out by the kebab van.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, do you know what? We're at the end of the show. It's finished for another
week. Don't run over, otherwise I'll get you back when I'm
absolutely on the scoff. So I'd just like to say a massive, massive thank you to our guests, Kasia.
Close. Kasia.
I'm doing it deliberately, aren't I? Kasia.
You say Kasia.
Yeah, yeah.
I say Kasia.
Seneshan. To Alex.
Thank you very much.
To Gemma Quinnell. And from me, Paul Andrews, and Jill Serkin, thank you for listening to the Business Bunker Show. We'll be back with show number 100 next week. Later on today on Channel Radio is Kevin Cann at 3 o'clock, Craig Avery at 5, and Chris Tiny 6 at 7 o'clock. So do keep listening. But for the meantime, we'll see you all soon.
Let's go Zumba.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.